Yes, his eyes, I know that, but what's wrong with them? Patrick was still touching the corners of his eyes. Overhead, a flock of rusties flew through a sky that would soon be more purple than blue, squalling the harsh cries that had given them their name. It was toward the dark tower that they flew. Roland arose to follow them so they should not have what he could not. Patrick grabbed him by his hide coat and pulled him back. The boy shook his head violently and this time pointed toward the road.
"I saw that, Roland," came the cry. "You think that what's good enough for the birds is good enough for you, do you not? And it's true, sure, sure as sugar, sure as salt, sure as rubies in King Dando's vault. Ah, I could have had you just now, but why bother? I think I'd rather see you come, pissing and shaking and unable to stop yourself."
"As I will," Roland thought. "I won't be able to help myself. I may be able to hold here another 10 minutes, perhaps even another 20, but in the end—" Patrick interrupted his thoughts, once more pointing at the road, pointing back the way they had come. Roland shook his head wearily. "Even if I could fight the pull of the thing, and I couldn't, it's all I can do to bide here. Retreat would do us no good. Once we're no longer in cover, he'll use whatever else he has. He has something, I'm sure of it. And whatever it is, the bullets of my revolver aren't likely to stop it." Patrick shook his head hard enough to make his long hair fly from side to side. The grip on Roland's arm tightened until the boy's fingernails bit into the gunslinger's flesh, even through 3 layers of hide clothing. His eyes, always gentle and usually puzzled, now peered at Roland with a look close to fury. He pointed again with his free hand, 3 quick jabbing gestures with the grimy forefinger. Not at the road, however. Patrick was pointing at the roses.
"What about them?" Roland asked.
"Patrick, what about them?" This time Patrick pointed first to the roses, then to the eyes in his picture.